Good morning. Happy Easter. Have you ever seen a silver certificate? This was the $1 bill that the United States issued until 1957. If you read the official writing on it, you will see this statement: $1 in silver payable to the bearer on demand. Our government stopped doing that. Why? Because there wasn't enough silver to meet the possible demand. It was a promise made by the United States government that would have been false. Jesus made promises, incredible promises, and every one of them was kept. That's what we're going to see and hear once again today. That's money in the bank. It's something we can count on. Let's appreciate how Jesus kept his promises for us. We begin. Sadness and gloom clouded the whole area of Jerusalem. Everything was surreal because of the crucifixion of Jesus. With heavy hearts, several women who loved Jesus trudged to his tomb to complete the burial process. But when they got there, they were astounded to hear the angel say to them, "Don't be frightened. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has come back to life again, just as he said he would. Come and see where his body was lying. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He has risen, just as he said." Jesus keeps his promises. The angel also said, "Do not be afraid. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him.'" On Friday night, Good Friday, we heard these solemn words from the gospel writers. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. But that was not the end. Rather, it was the beginning. When Jesus' followers came to his tomb on Sunday morning, they were greeted with these words from the angel, "The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed." And so we worship today in the name of the God, the Son, who died for us and rose again, in the name of God, the Father, who created us, and in the name of God, the Holy Spirit, who brought us to faith and new life in Christ. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The Lord is with us. We will not be afraid. What can men do to us? The Lord is with us. He is our helper. We will look in triumph on our enemies. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and I will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The first promise God made was completed in the Easter resurrection. It was the promise of a new beginning after disaster in the Garden of Eden. God reassured Adam and Eve that he would send his son, the Messiah, to rescue them and all mankind from the eternal punishment sin had brought. That promise was repeated to God's chosen people, Israel. Joshua, on his deathbed, reminded his people that God had kept his promise to give them the promised land and would always do so. "You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises God has made has failed," Joshua said. "Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed." Jesus also made promises about his suffering and death and resurrection. John 11, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? Each promise pointed to the certainty only Jesus could provide. He knew exactly what would happen to him, yet he went willingly for us. Matthew 20:17. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, He took the 12 disciples aside and said, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests. They will condemn him to death. They will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life." Promises completed also on Easter Sunday. Mary came to the tomb first and found it empty. She ran to Peter and John. She was so insistent that Peter and John went to take a look for themselves. Let's listen to the commentary from John's Gospel. John bent over and looked at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went in the tomb. The cloth that was around Jesus' head was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple went in. And then we read these key words. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. We turn then to our message for today. Can you imagine hearing this song being played? Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. When that song was sung, the singer was describing a day on the plains of Oklahoma. He could have just as well have been describing the first Easter day. Because of Easter, today is a beautiful day. Because of Easter, life is going our way. We hear the words from Psalm 118. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not handed me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them. I will give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate to the Lord. The righteous enter it. I will give you thanks because you answered me and you have become salvation for me. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is from the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. No one was rejoicing that first Easter day. Morning started out anything but beautiful. Some ladies walking out to a cemetery to put the final touches on Jesus' burial, and that's exactly what they thought it would be, finishing touches. And as these ladies, and I should add, they were believing ladies, walked out to the cemetery, they were sad, angry, frustrated. Jesus was gone. Jesus wasn't coming back. It all happened so fast. After Jesus' friends had deserted him, the enemies had surrounded him, and it seems they had won. One of the last things Jesus said as he was hanging on the cross was, my God, why have you forsaken me? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And then the last thing Jesus did is the last thing each one of us is going to do. That is die. Yet even in the valley of the shadow of death, we see the beauty of Jesus' love. And we hear the beauty of his love in the words, "It is finished. Your sin is paid in full." Those closing words gave way to these words from the Psalms, Psalm 118, verse 18. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not handed me over to death. Psalm 118 is a messianic psalm. It means it points to the person and the work of Jesus. This is Jesus speaking here. Jesus is pointing to this beautiful morning. On Easter Sunday, Jesus' body rose from the grave, his soul returned from heaven, and reunited body and soul, Jesus left the tomb and descended into hell to proclaim his victory over the devil. And with that proclamation of victory in hand, his empty tomb turned an ugly morning into a beautiful morning for those women walking out to the cemetery. We have rain here this morning. But even in the rain, this is a beautiful morning for us. Verses 19 and 20. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them. I will give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate to the Lord. The righteous enter it. The resurrection of Jesus validates everything he did, including his death on the cross. The resurrection of Jesus validates our forgiveness. The resurrection of Jesus opens the gate to heaven. March Madness is in full swing. Those 60-some teams that made the tournament, they're all trying to get their way to Phoenix next week for the championship. One chance is all they get. You lose, you're out. No second chances. Easter celebrates God giving us a second chance. Easter celebrates Jesus sharing his shining moment with you and me. Verse 21. I will give you thanks because you answered me and you have become salvation for me. The salvation that Jesus experienced was deliverance from death and our guilt, the guilt of our sins. The salvation we experience is the forgiveness of those sins and the promise to eternal life. Easter's never over. Because of this beautiful day, everything is going our way. Verses 22, 23, and 24. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is from the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. By the faith that's put in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, the risen Jesus is not only the Savior of our souls, he is the foundation of our lives. By faith, Easter is not just a one-day experience. It's our way of life. By faith in the risen Christ, we can cope and we can conquer. We can cope. You think those women who walked out to the cemetery in that first Easter ever walked out to a cemetery again? Of course they did. And as they did, you think that they were sad? Do you think they were crying and wiping tears from their eyes? You bet they did. And so have you and me. We'll do it when the time comes. Everything going our way does not mean everything in our life will always go the way we want it. No one wants to be unhappy. No one wants to be lonely. No one wants to lose their confidence. No one wants to take the long, sad walk from the car to the gravesite, following the coffin of a person you loved most in life. No one wants to do this, and no one ever said it would be easy. Sometimes things happen in our lives that tear our hearts out. But these things will never shatter our peace. The peace that comes from this promise. Because I live, you also will live. By his resurrection, Jesus has turned the worst into the best, knowing that we can cope with all aspects of life. And because everything is going our way, we can also conquer. Easter gives us the confidence to conquer temptation. Today not only means Jesus is alive, but it also means that Satan has been defeated. Jesus crushed his skull on the cross. Some time ago, a cartoon was run showing a person about to be rescued on a deserted island. The rescue team handed the person a stack of newspapers. Compliments of the captain, they said. He would like you to read the headlines to see if you still would like to be rescued. Yeah, sometimes the headlines do scare us. Sometimes it seems like the devil is winning, not only in our world, but also in our own lives. We fail time and time again. And then along comes Easter to remind us that Satan is defeated and that Jesus gives us the power to do the same. A young child, 6-year-old, was spending the day with grandma. And as they spent the day with grandma, It was a trip out to the cemetery to visit the grave of Grandpa. They walked in the cemetery a little, and Grandma was explaining to the little boy how the first date on those tombstones was the birth of the person, and the second date was the person's death. Well, then the little boy asked, why do some of the tombstones only have one date? It's because those people haven't died yet, Grandma answered. And that absolutely stunned the boy. That night at home, the boy could not stop talking about the trip to the cemetery. Mom, some people buried in the cemetery aren't even dead yet. That's true, isn't it? All of them aren't dead. Because Easter takes that, what the boy said, one step further. Believers buried in the cemetery aren't dead at all. Because what does Jesus say? That great promise. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus lives. This is a beautiful day. Because Jesus lives, we live now and forever. Everything is going our way. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray, glorious Jesus, we have gathered here today like the first believers did at your tomb. We have the advantage of knowing the rest of the story, and so we rejoice with no doubt in our hearts. You rose from the dead just like you said you would, and so we do not have to fear death or punishment in hell. Help us to fully know the love you have for us and how we can live our lives to your glory and our benefit. In your risen name we pray. Amen. We continue then with the confession of our sins. Remember how he told us that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise again? Yes, we remember. Remember how he told us that we must drink the cup of suffering to pay for all our sins? Yes, we remember. We are sorry for our sins, and we can be confident of forgiveness because he is risen. He is risen indeed. Remember, people of God, repent of your sins and shortcomings, and never forget that Christ died to pay for them all. Only in Jesus can we be forgiven. He rose from the dead as proof of his forgiveness. And by faith in Jesus, we too will one day go to heaven. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Our sins are forgiven. We confess our Christian faith with the Easter Confession of Faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of everything that is seen and unseen. I believe God created me in all things. I also believe that in his love he takes care of all my needs every day, and that he works everything out in my life for my good according to his holy will. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, from eternity, who came into this world, born of the Virgin Mary. He came to live under God's law to fulfill it. I believe he humbled himself and gave up his life on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that through his life, death, and resurrection, I have the assurance of life in heaven with him. I believe in the Holy Spirit, that he has called me to faith through the gospel. I believe he keeps me strong in that faith to struggle against sin and Satan's temptation. The Spirit helps me follow God's plan and purpose for my life. I also believe that through his work, I can share my certainty in Jesus with others who need to know him as their Lord and Savior. I believe the Triune God has revealed himself to me through the Scriptures, and that he is the only true God and my God. O Lord, strengthen me and keep me in my faith. Amen. And we pray the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. God bless you all. Have a most blessed Easter.